The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's the show you can listen to any way you like. You can wear what you like, or you can wear nothing at all. And you can sit or stand or even squat.
Go ahead, squat a little. You've earned it.
I'm squatting. And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Special guest John Zmirak with me for this hour. We're going to be discussing Sidney Powell's allegations made at the press conference yesterday. And we're going to be discussing Tucker Carlson's allegations against Sidney Powell. They were not nearly as harsh as some friends led me to believe. And I think he makes actually a very good point. Although, as I discuss this with John Zmirak, you will see where we think he ultimately is mistaken. We want to talk about the press conference. If you did not see it yesterday, what I have been saying is, and by the way, John is here, right? John, welcome. We can talk about this together.
Great, Eric. I'm looking forward to it.
You wrote an article at the Stream about your relationship with Sidney Powell. I want to talk about that because that to me seems at the very center of how I process this.
Okay.
I have said on Twitter that the reason I believe Sidney Powell totally is because I know you. And that's ultimately how we process things. If I know somebody's character as the way I know yours, and you insist on something, I will totally double down because I know I can completely trust you. And you feel the same way about Sidney Powell. And I want to talk about that because that is the way we process things, folks.
Right.
And so when people are making claims that they say we can't back it up with evidence, well, we're not, this isn't time for evidence. I guess, John, what I was going to say, and you can weigh in, but this was my experience yesterday of watching the press conference. I missed the first couple of minutes. I was busy. I turned it on. I was immediately completely gripped. Giuliani was speaking. Then Sidney Powell spoke. Then Janella spoke. Then Sidney Powell spoke again. But what I saw, I kept saying, finally, this is exactly what I've been waiting for. This is exactly the full-throated defense for the American people to see that these people are not kidding around. And when you hear them talk, at least that's my take on it. I mean, I know Jenna Ellis personally. I don't know Giuliani personally, but I know who he is. He took down the New York mob. He's a stinking hero with tremendous courage. So as I watched this, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, finally, these heroic figures have stepped up and they have put this stuff out there. And any fair-minded person is just going to say, oh my goodness, wow. And by the way, nobody covered it except Fox News, Newsmax, and OAN. All of the other networks had all kinds of nonsense on as though this weren't important.
Which goes to show you, Eric, that their charges that we're being hustled into an authoritarian state have some credibility. Because in a democratic society with a free and open press, people cover stories like this. But then they would have covered stories like the Hunter Biden laptop, too. But that didn't happen either. What they don't do is drive propaganda narratives down your throat that have no basis in fact, like the Russia collusion story.
But John, at this point, you and I are in violent agreement on that. But the new piece here, the disturbing piece is that Fox covered it. Fox Business didn't cover it. I guess they didn't need to because they were already covering it on Fox. OAN covered it and Newsmax covered it. Okay. So I'm watching this with Suzanne and we are just stunned at the fire coming out of Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, and Rudy Giuliani. In other words, if you know these people at all, you know the one thing they do not do is blow smoke and act. They are not capable, these characters, of blowing smoke. If they are angry, it's because they're actually angry. They're not pretending to be angry. So this all this comes out. And then the moment it's over, I think we were looking at it on Fox. The folks on Fox commenting on it instantly discounted it and effectively said things that didn't seem to speak to the reality of what I had just watched. And I looked at Suzanne. We just thought, what? Like, did we just hear that? What is that? I flipped to OAN and Newsmax and got nothing quite like that, but a little bit like that. In other words, kind of poking holes in a way that I thought, what did I miss? On Twitter, Rich Lowry, who is a friend, he has never been super pro-Trump, but he wrote something like, this is the most preposterous press conference ever held by anyone representing a sitting president. And at that point, I thought, okay, I've just gone through the looking glass into a bizarre world. If that
was the world you were in, you know the world you went into, Eric, the world of dishonest people, not addressing the issues, not addressing the merits, but trying to wave silk handkerchiefs and use sleight of hand to distract you from what's actually happening. That's what
John,
that's
I mean, I guess I know that, but trying to take that in is very painful. Because it goes one step further. About an hour later, I looked at a clip that I hadn't continued watching TV, but there was a clip. Kristen Fisher, a reporter that I had previously totally respected. She's been on Shannon Bream many, many times reporting from the White House. She was talking to Dana Perino covering the press conference. This is, you know, some 20 minutes after the press conference ended. And she was emotionally ripping apart Rudy Giuliani's presentation, saying that he had lied. And I was absolutely speechless. I thought, did they watch what I just watched? And it was, how can anyone be responding this way? Which brings us to the main reason I wanted you to be on this program, is your relationship with Sidney Powell.
Professional relationship, just to be clear.
Obviously.
I'm just being clear to the audience.
Yeah, professional relationship. I want to talk about that. You wrote a piece at the Stream, and I posted it all over my social media because I think people need to read this, because I think this is how we process things. Whom do we trust? When is it right to be suspicious? So, for you, my audience, I want to play the entirety of what Sidney Powell said, because you need to hear this. But first, John, tell us about Sidney.
Sure. I've got a piece at stream.org, and the title is, I Know Sidney Powell, She's Telling the Truth. I thought I'd go simple with that. I worked in New York City doing public relations for a while before moving to Dallas, and one of the clients who came in was this author, Sidney Powell, and I got to know her. It has a very interesting story. She was a federal prosecutor, and she saw so much corruption, abuse of the law, abuse of the innocent by prosecutors with no consequences. She saw what Andrew Weissman, who was the protege of our current FBI director, Chris Wray, which should disturb us, what Andrew Weissman did to Arthur Anderson, destroyed an innocent accounting company because it happened to be associated with Enron, but it didn't do anything wrong. They destroyed Arthur Anderson. One of the five major companies in accounting in the country, they blew it up. She saw that federal prosecutors regularly withhold exculpatory evidence that they are legally bound to give the judge and give the defendants. They withhold it, and they never pay the price. Innocent people are destroyed. A U.S. Senator, Ted Stevens, was targeted and destroyed by a malicious prosecution that was only exposed as false after he died in a plane crash, having been disgraced and driven out of office.
Okay, this woman is, to cut to the chase, this woman is a stinking hero with incredible courage. When we come back, we're going to play that clip more with John Zmirak. Do not go away. Folks, I'm talking to John Zmirak. We're talking about Sidney Powell, whom he knew personally. He's speaking to her character. He believes her. We're going to play the whole clip of what she said yesterday at the press conference. John, continue.
So Sidney was so outraged by the abusive, illegal prosecutions of innocent defendants by federal prosecutors that she switched sides and became a defense attorney to defend companies against that kind and individuals against that kind of abusive prosecution. Then she thought it important to get it out to the world. So she took 2 years off her law practice and researched and wrote a powerful book, License to Lie. And that was why I knew her. She had hired us to publicize her book. She's published it herself. She took all the risk of being sued for defamation by people like Andrew Weissman and by other federal prosecutors. Then, after the book came out, she became Mike Flynn's defense attorney. Now, before her, his previous attorneys were the ones who had him end up in jail when he was utterly innocent. Sidney Powell took it on, trashed all the bad, lousy work the previous attorneys had done, and got the Justice Department to try to vacate the charges, and an Obama judge is refusing to do that. She has seen the abuse of power, the abuse of the law, up close and personal, has devoted her whole career and her personal finances to exposing it. Now, by making these charges against the deep state, against what appears to be an incoming president, against a multi-million dollar company, Dominion, that's linked to George Soros, a billionaire, and various nasty foreign governments like Venezuela, she is putting her entire life, career, legacy, reputation on the line. She could easily be sued for defamation. She could be disbarred for this. She could be unable to make a living. I know Sidney. She wouldn't do that if she didn't think she had the goods on these people. So I believe we should be patient, give them a couple of days to bring this before some judges, not dismiss them immediately as if we were in some totalitarian state and someone had criticized the Communist Party. And of course, they must be demonized. We must say that they seem insane. I was outraged when people at National Review said, Rudy Giuliani seemed unhinged. He seemed almost insane. That's what the Soviet Union would do to
Those people themselves are idiots, okay? I listened to Rudy Giuliani. Anybody who thinks he seemed unhinged and insane are themselves unhinged and insane and frankly should be ashamed of themselves when you think of what is at stake. I will say this, and then we're going to play the clip. I am so angry that we would allow people potentially it's like murdering my own child or my wife or my parents to attack the United States of America. This is a crime unbelievable. Everyone in America should be outraged and should be willing to fight practically to the death to make sure that either this didn't happen or will never happen again. And anybody who is not angry about the idea that our election was stolen, I wonder where their souls are. I wonder what they are doing or thinking, that they do not understand what is being alleged, that this is not a joke, before I crack up and get even more in hand.
I think, Eric, what they're doing is they're saying the Germans have already won. We better collaborate with them. Let me bring my resume to the German troops and try to join the Vichy government.
That's right. Well, look,
that's what these people are doing.
I am really angry, folks, because I have never seen if somebody is threatening to undermine the greatest nation in the history of the world in this way, to destroy it, we should be willing to fight to the death as in the revolution or as in the Civil War. Do you have any idea how many lives will be destroyed if this is real, if this is true? Unfortunately, I think it is. Let's play the Sidney Powell clip. We'll play a good chunk and then we'll react to it.
is the massive influence of communist money through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China in the interference with our elections here in the United States. The Dominion voting systems, the Smartmatic technology software, and the software that goes in other computerized voting systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez to make sure he never lost an election after one constitutional referendum came out the way he did not want it to come out. We have one very strong witness who has explained how it all works. His affidavit is attached to the pleadings of Lynn Wood in the lawsuit he filed in Georgia. It is a stunning, detailed affidavit because he was with Hugo Chavez while he was being briefed on how it worked. He was with Hugo Chavez when he saw it operate to make sure the election came out his way. That was the express purpose for creating this software. He has seen it operate, and as soon as he saw the multiple states shut down the voting on the night of the election, he knew the same thing was happening here, that was what had gone on. Now, the software itself was created with so many variables and so many back doors that can be hooked up to the internet or a thumb drive stuck in it or whatever. But one of its most characteristic features is its ability to flip votes. It can set and run an algorithm that probably ran all over the country to take a certain percentage of votes from President Trump and flip them to President Biden, which we might never have uncovered had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system. And that's what caused them to have to shut down in the states they shut down in. That's when they came in the back door with all the mail-in ballots, many of which they had actually fabricated. Some were on pristine paper with identically matching perfect circle dots for Mr. Biden. Others were shoved in batches. They're always put in a certain number of batches, and people would rerun the same batch. This corresponds to our statistical evidence that shows incredible spikes in the vote counts at particular times. And that corresponds to eyewitness testimony of numerous people who have come forward and said they saw the ballots come in the back door at that time.
Let's pause it. I just want to say in hour two, after I'm done with John here, we're going to play my conversation from yesterday with the man who created the anti-fraud software for eBay. Incredibly complex stuff. And he knows from his background that what happened in our election, there is no question that statistically what happened with the Dominion machines is not possible. So his testimony on this program, not official testimony, will be in hour two. But John, do you hear the specificity? When I heard her say perfect ballots come in with identically matching perfect circle dots, is she making this up? It's so obvious that
what's interesting to me, Eric, is all the people who are dismissing this, they're saying she didn't bring any evidence. Of course, she made specific claims. They don't talk about any of the specific claims. They ignore the specificities that Giuliani and Powell offer and Ellis offer. They ignore them, and then they pretend they don't exist. They pretend these are wild, baseless charges hurled by three lunatics we rounded up from the Greyhound bus station and stuck in front of a microphone. And in fact, you know, the mayor of Chicago could be mistaken for such a person. But in fact, these are adults. These are professionals. These are really serious people with enormously important reputations and personal livelihoods. All of it is at stake. Jonathan Turley, one of the few neutral, objective, reliable legal experts out there, he said, if they don't have the proof of this, all these people could be sued into bankruptcy for defamation because, this is important, if you say something in court on behalf of your client, you're immune to a defamation suit. If you go in front of a microphone and say it, not as part of a legal case, what they did by going in front of a microphone, not in front of a judge, they threw away their personal immunity. they, Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, and Rudy Giuliani could be sued into bankruptcy by hostile billionaires whom they have accused of felonies. Either these people are kamikaze pilots destroying themselves with stuff that they made up that they know will be discredited, or they're telling the truth insofar as they think it's true. Now, they could be honestly mistaken. That's what, but I don't think so, but I want to see the evidence. But they're not making this up, and they're not insane. So they're right or they're genuinely mistaken.
And in this, I want to be clear, they remind me of those folks who signed the Declaration of Independence. Our fortunes, our lives, our sacred honor, they were putting it all on the line, knowing without any question they probably would be hanged by the neck until dead if they failed. Yeah. That is what is at stake with the three people that are being mocked in the media and by the conservative media. They put all of this on the line yesterday. We're going to play more from Sidney Powell and more with John Smirak when we return. Folks, do not go away. Share this with your friends. We're going to put it on YouTube, Eric Metaxas Show channel. Please share this. Thank you. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with MyPillow, you may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric, okay? Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are. And I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to MyPillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to John Smirak. Just yesterday, the president's legal team had a press conference. I posted that in its entirety on our YouTube channel, The Eric Metaxas Show. I beg every American to watch the whole thing as a duty to your republic. You watch the whole thing. I posted it at our Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel. Right now, I'm talking to John Smirak. I want to play another clip from what Sidney Powell had to say yesterday in that conference, and we'll react to it. Let's go with that.
Notably, the Dominion executives are nowhere to be found now. They are moving their offices overnight to different places. Their office in Toronto was shared with one of the Soros entities, one of the leaders of the Dominion project in overall is Lord Malik Brown, Mr. Soros' number two person in the UK. And part of his organization. There are ties of the Dominion leadership to the Clinton Foundation and to other known politicians in this country. Just to give you a brief description of how this worked, I'm going to quote from a letter that was written, and I will read that to make sure I get the quotes right. This person was objecting to the United States acquisition of Sequoia voting systems by Smartmatic, a foreign-owned company. I believe this transaction raises exactly the sort of foreign ownership issues that CFIUS is best positioned to examine for national security purposes. It's undisputed that Smartmatic is foreign-owned and it has acquired Sequoia. They keep changing the names as they go along. Different times when a problem comes up, they just create another corporation and call it a different name. But it was a voting machine company doing business in the United States. Sequoia voting machines were used to record over 125 million votes during the 2004 presidential election in the United States. Smartmatic now acknowledges that Antonio Mujica, a Venezuelan businessman, has controlling interest in Smartmatic, but the company has not revealed who all the Smartmatic owners are. According to the press, Smartmatic's owners are hidden through a web of offshore private entities, and that is, in fact, true. Smartmatic has been associated with the Venezuelan government led by Hugo Chavez, which is openly hostile to the United States. And of course, as we all know, communistic and really brutalizing its own people. The system has been continued there by Mr. Maduro and ensured his election. Smartmatic's possible connection to the Venezuelan government poses a potential national security concern in the context of its acquisition of Sequoia, because electronic voting machines are susceptible to tampering, and insiders are in the best position to engage in such tampering. This letter expresses concern of the Chicago 2006 primary election. And it ends by saying the products and services that are of Venezuelan origin and evaluate Smartmatic's ownership to determine who could have influence and control over these and other Sequoia products and services are important to the national security of the United States. This letter was written to Hank Paulson on October 6, 2006 by Congresswoman Carolyn B. Maloney. Senators Klobuchar and Warren have raised these concerns as recently as December 2019. Why our government has not taken them seriously is beyond my comprehension, unless they have some of the three-letter agencies have used them themselves in other parts of the world. We know that the technology was exported to affect an election in Argentina. That's admitted by our friend who wrote the affidavit about Hugo Chavez and his interest in Smartmatic. Again, in 2006, Carolyn Maloney wrote the Honorable John Snow, the Secretary of the Treasury, about the issues. Speaking of Smartmatic's leadership, one of the Smartmatic patent holders, Eric Coomer, I believe his name is on the web as being recorded in a conversation with Antifa members saying that he had the election rigged for Mr. Biden, nothing to worry about here, and they were going to F Trump. His social media is filled with hatred for the president and for the United States.
John, you and I are listening to this again, right? And of course, I forgot half of what I heard yesterday. How is it possible that this is my question? You have serious people alleging that our voting system in the United States of America was not just compromised by some bums in Chicago or Philly Democratic backroom politicians, but that we're dealing with figures who are so dark that they are related to Venezuela, to actual communists, wannabe communists like AOC.
There's an important line in there we need to check, we need to remember. She said it's quite possible that three-letter agencies in the U.S. government, she means the CIA,
and the FBI,
but especially the CIA, have used Smartmatic when we, through a CIA coup, overthrew the elected government of Ukraine, and they presented it as this glorious color revolution of the people rising up. It was our CIA toppling the government. They probably used this software. So what we're seeing, this is really a deep state operation. The same people who tried to destroy Donald Trump through the fake Russia collusion, by hiding the Hunter Biden laptop that would have proved him innocent of the impeachment, the same people in the deep state that went after General, just tried to destroy General Flynn, are trying to steal the election for Joe Biden so that their filth and their corruption are never uncovered.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. Ladies and gentlemen, I am implicating you in this. You have to participate with us in getting this information out. This is so horrifying. We cannot dismiss it. We cannot shrug. God forgive us if we shrug and keep walking. You talk about the Good Samaritan and walk crossing the street. This is that times 10 million. This is going to affect the whole world. It sounds crazy, but I don't think it is. We need to at least pursue it. We'll be right back.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm asking you to lure you in with John and me to participate in this, to share this video or these clips with people you know. The idea that not only the mainstream media, but conservative media, Fox News in particular, has just spat on this stuff as though it is unhinged and ridiculous. I'm not an idiot. John is not an idiot. We watched it and we think it is far from that. Unfortunately, it's probably entirely credible based on the people who delivered this information, most particularly Sidney Powell. So, John, we're going to play more of Sidney right now and then we're going to react to it. Let's go with that.
America as a whole, as are the social media accounts of many other Smartmatic people. There has been widespread use of this. Dominion itself is utilized in 2,000 jurisdictions in 30 states. It has been uncertifiable in multiple states who realized all the problems that it had, including Texas. Experts have described it across the board, from a Princeton group of three professors to experts that we have talked to about its end user vulnerabilities. People can admittedly go in and change whatever they want. They can set the ratio of votes from one thing to another. They can say that a Biden vote counts as 1.25 and a Trump vote counts as 0.75. And those may be the numbers that were actually used here. It's not just the swing states that were affected. The algorithm was likely run across the country to affect the entire election. Like I said, we only discovered it this year because of the overwhelming number of votes for President Trump in the swing states that caused the machines to have to shut down for them to backfill for adding votes. We have evidence of different numbers of votes being injected into the system, the same identical, unique six-digit number multiple times in at least two states that we've analyzed so far. And I'm talking about like 341,542 votes for Biden and 100,012 for Trump. There's no explanation, no logical explanation for the same numbers being injected 20 minutes apart into the machine. The software
manual itself. John, you and I just heard that again. This is the second time. I didn't catch this yesterday when she said this. This is what we're going to talk to this expert in hour two of this program. But the point is, people who looked at this said this kind of stuff is absolutely mathematically impossible. In other words, anybody who's in the fraud detection business would be like, boom, 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 3-6 big red flags when they see this kind of stuff. There is no way this stuff can happen. So here you have Sidney Powell providing specifics. I mean, she's not laying out the case in court, because Jenna Ellis kept saying, this is just an opening statement. It's in court that you provide the evidence. So why do you suppose Tucker last night was seemingly outraged?
Tucker Carlson threw a tantrum because he didn't get an exclusive on this story, the way he did with that Hunter Biden's associate, the cello with the Polish name. I forgot his name. You know, the guy who is working with
Babalinsky.
But she didn't come on here like Babalinsky and give him a 5-day exclusive. And so he's throwing a little media hissy fit like an entitled brat. There's no other way to describe it.
Somebody said that, and I don't really agree with that, in the sense that I know Tucker well enough that I respect him deeply. So I feel like he missed something. In other words, I think he was hoping for something. See, here's how I read it. I read it that folks like Tucker, or Tucker in particular, is really hopeful that Sidney and company have the goods. And I think he is feeling, Victor Davis Hanson said this yesterday on Lou Dobbs, that if you don't come out with some of this stuff pretty quick to get the American public on your side, it's going to be game over. And I think
But if you give names and addresses, you could get your witnesses murdered. And I almost posted this on Twitter yesterday. Sidney Powell did not kill herself. Then I thought it would be too dark a joke. But I honestly fear for her personal safety, and I certainly feel fear for the personal safety of any witnesses who have information like this. If people are willing to do a conspiracy this vast to steal an election, the same people who are willing to destroy Nick Sandman's life, to lie about Brett Kavanaugh, the same people, you know, willing to destroy anyone who gets in their way, I wouldn't want to be one of the witnesses in this case. And I certainly wouldn't want to have my name out there before I was standing in federal court with protection.
Well, this is why I'm asking the American people, and I'm asking the people who listen to this program, how can you look the other way when a few people are literally putting their lives on the line, certainly their livelihoods, their reputations, their careers, but even their lives? There is no question that when Giuliani went up against the mob, they wanted him dead. And even people like Curtis Sliwa, who was on this program 2 weeks ago, the mob tried to kill him twice and really, really almost succeeded. When you're playing with this kind of evil and this kind of money, the least we can do is hear these people out, treat them with respect, and not sneer at them.
Wait for the evidence. We waited years for the Russia collusion evidence. We gave Bob Mueller millions of dollars, a team of government attorneys, years and years, and he came up with nothing, zero, bupkis. But did anybody who'd hype the Russia collusion story pay a price? Did anybody in the media pay any price at all for being totally 100% wrong about the Russian collusion story? The answer is no. Whereas Giuliani, Ellis, and Powell, their lives will be destroyed if they're wrong about this.
If you don't have contempt
for the reporters and politicians who hype the Russia collusion nonsense, and respect for these three courageous attorneys, there's something profoundly wrong with you. You should look in the mirror, do some spiritual introspection, find the flaw, the missing piece in your soul, because you are the problem.
I mean, I'm telling you, John, this is why you start feeling lonely when the people on Fox News are viciously attacking what we just heard. And again, I'm telling you, folks, sign up for my newsletter. Go to ericmetaxas.com. It may get difficult for us to share this information with you. I'm just telling you right now, Twitter, Facebook, even YouTube, these places, they're shutting down things they don't like, and there's not much we can do. At this point, please sign up for my newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. You'll see it there. When we come back, we've got more with John Zmirak and more from Sidney Powell's commentary yesterday. Don't go away. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're playing the testimony from yesterday of Sidney Powell. I'm reacting to it with John Zmirak. Folks, This is historic stuff. Please share this with your friends. Let's keep going with Sidney Powell.
You can download it from the internet, and I would encourage you all to read it because it specifically advertises some of these things as features of the system. Why it was ever allowed into this country is beyond my comprehension, and why nobody has dealt with it is absolutely appalling. The machines were easily accessible to hackers. There's a video on the net that it will explain to you how a kid with a cell phone can hack one of these voting machines. There's been no oversight of Dominion or its software. Workers in each county were trained by Dominion, but there's no evidence of any monitoring otherwise. We have testimony of different workers admitting that they were trained how to dispose of Trump votes and add to Biden votes. The software has a feature pursuant to which you can drag and drop any number of batches of votes to the candidate of your choice or simply throw them away.
John, you and I and the audience just heard what Sidney said. Now, let's follow the logic here.
Right.
She said she has affidavits. Okay, these are legal documents from people putting their lives on the line themselves.
Penalty of imprisonment for perjury.
Claiming precisely what we are talking about. In other words, it's not something like saying, okay, there's these Dominion machines, blah, 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 blah. No. Specificity from poll workers trained by Dominion to flip votes from Trump to Biden. They have affidavits. That is called legal evidence. So how is it possible that the brilliant and I find heroic Tucker Carlson could question this? How is it possible that everybody on Fox immediately following this and that that National Review and people like that could discount what we just played? And by the way, she said that Carol Maloney and other liberal Democrats have written letters years ago and 2 years ago questioning Dominion voting and questioning this stuff. So
Elizabeth Warren was one of the people who questioned Dominion software. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren questioned Dominion software. So what the Trump team did was provide very powerful, suggestive evidence that there is something real here. Now they have to hurry up and get it in front of judges before we hit the deadline for certifying electors. They are on, you know, they're on the line to prove this pretty soon. And I wish Tucker Carlson had just said that. I wish he'd just say, well, guys, if this is true, I hope you prove it soon, and we'd be happy to have you on. But
he actually did. He actually did say stuff like that.
There was apparently some behind-the-scenes tension over between Sidney Powell and Tucker Carlson about her appearing on his show as a guest. I wish he were more professional and had just left that.
I love Tucker, and I don't know what happened, but I will simply say that what we just heard, if it was the only thing we heard, that is called evidence. An affidavit, okay, this is a legal document from a poll worker saying, I was trained by Dominion to flip votes from Trump to Biden. Now, if that person is not lying, okay, that is evidence that will stand up in court. And I have to say, if that is true, why wouldn't the rest of it be true? In other words, that is a stunning statement. Okay, we're going to go to break in hour two, more with John Zmirak. We're just going to follow this story. We have a lot more clips to play. Folks, I just feel like this is so very, very important. I ask you to share this. I ask you once again, please go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for our newsletter so we can share this information with you in bite-sized form and in other ways. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in hour two with more of Precisely the Same. We'll continue. Thank you.